just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Janet Phelan and I plan on reporting on the Dark Winter from the Republic Broadcasting Network. This piece goes into detail about the coronavirus and where it might have originated from and why. And it gets scary, it really does, because we have countless businesses across the United States closed for months. What's this going to do to the American economy? Let me tell you something right now. Big companies, we'll just pick one. We'll say Target. Now, if you shut down all of the Target stores, they are still paying for the property every month. They are still paying unemployment insurance. They are still paying everything. The numbers are phenomenal. Now multiply that by, God, how many companies do we have in the U.S.? And you come up with this large astronomical figure per month. Now, if we close down and we stay this way for another 3 or 4 months, it's flush time because no one's going to catch up. The government's just going to have to keep printing money and handing it out. And overall, this is what the government likes to do. They want control. And the easiest way to get control of the populace is by having them be dependent totally upon the government for everything. For food. To pay them for their housing. Internet will probably go down because it's non-essential for the American public. The cell phones will stay up because that's how they track you, or one of the ways. So there's many aspects that we have to look at. It's my opinion that this is the real thing or a dress rehearsal. Of course, people will call me a conspiracy theorist, but in reality, this could be the reality. A lot of people do not like to listen to conspiracies. And the reason behind that is they don't want to hear it. They don't want the truth. They want to just go to work and come home. And guess what? Now you can't even do that. So what's next? Your guess is as good as mine, I think. If you need me for any reason, in the U.S., my phone number is 1-508-857-8334. And there are no two or three jumps to get to the real number. That's my real number. So we're not hiding from anybody. If you'd like to call into the show live and ask a question, you can do so at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, like tonight, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. And there are four rights that actually aren't mine. They were part of a piece that we did, I think, a couple of months ago. But the first right that I think should be added is the right to cognitive liberty. The second, the right to mental privacy. The third, the right to mental integrity. The right to psychological continuity. And I'm not even going to pretend to actually know this piece altogether. Janet Phelan should be along shortly. If not, we'll go through it ourselves. The leaders of two controversial pandemic simulations that took place just months before the coronavirus crisis, Event 201 and Crimson Contagion. They share a common history. The 2001 biowarfare simulation, Dark Winter. Dark Winter not only predicted the 2001 anthrax attacks, but some of its participants had clear foreknowledge of those attacks. During the presidency of George H.W. Bush in the early 90s, something totally disturbing unfolded at the U.S. top biological warfare research facility at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Specimens of highly contagious and deadly pathogens, anthrax and Ebola among them, had disappeared from the lab. This was at a time when lab workers and rival scientists had been accused of targeted sexual and ethnic harassment, and several disgruntled researchers had left as a result. In addition to missing samples of anthrax, Ebola, hantavirus, and a variant of AIDS, two of the missing specimens had been labeled unknown. an Army euphemism for classified research whose subject was secret, according to reports. So we have more and more deep state BS. The vast majority of the specimens lost were never found. And an Army spokesperson would later claim that it was likely some were simply thrown out with the trash. Wow. Warn all the dump pickers in that area. An internal Army inquiry in 1992 would reveal that one employee, Lieutenant Colonel Philip Zack, had been caught on camera secretly entering the lab to conduct unauthorized research.
I got in.
Okay. Apparently involving anthrax. The Hartford Courant would later report, despite this, Zack would continue to do infectious disease research for pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly and would collaborate with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease throughout the 1990s. Janet, are you with us?
I most certainly am, Frank.
All right. Well, go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on your show. I understand you're reading from this article on the Dark Winter program that actually, the article is by Whitney Webb, and it appeared today on Activist Post and I believe some other places as well. And it goes into, it's the first part of a three-part series. And the article is going into some of the real hanky-panky that went on back starting around 2001, which apparently has led us up to this coronavirus crisis we're in today. And I really want to encourage the listening audience to read this article by Whitney Webb on Dark Winter, because it lays the groundwork for understanding the rather nefarious and underhanded and in some cases downright murderous activities that went on behind the scenes in order to set up a scenario where we would have a quote-unquote pandemic. So I think it's a very important background article. My concern here, I've also been tracing some of the behaviors that have been going on around the U.S. and its biological weapons agenda for some time. And what Whitney Webb writes about is actually rather fascinating. My focus was more on some of what happened in the legal sphere as a result of some of this nefarious activity that Whitney is reporting. And as we've discussed previously on your show, we don't have any protections or legal rights in the United States should our government use a biological weapon against us. And this change, this sea change in the law was accomplished right after September 11th, and it was accomplished via the expansion of the biological weapons statute, which is Section 817 of the USA Patriot Act. Now, we could probably spend an entire show talking about this background, but I was really hoping that we can get into some of the questions that are now emerging about this coronavirus crisis. And as of the last couple of days, there have been some articles surfacing that are referencing a journal article that appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine in late February, written by none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci. And as we know, Fauci is a sort of the moving force behind a lot of the policies that are now being cemented surrounding the coronavirus. The social distancing guidelines, the shelter-in-place quarantines, the shutdown of millions of businesses. This goes back to Dr. Anthony Fauci's recommendation. He's also, by the way, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Well, this is a very disturbing article that has surfaced in the very reputable New England Journal of Medicine, in which he's stating that the current reported fatality rate for the coronavirus, which is around 2%, is very likely grossly inflated, possibly inflated by as much as 10 times. Okay?
Do you believe, Janet, that normal flu has actually been run through as coronavirus just to protect the public, and they'll say, well, this could turn into corona, so they label it corona? Is this possible?
You know, my mind is so boggled by what is going on about this that I wouldn't even hazard a guess. But there's been some very interesting information that has surfaced about, okay, what is coronavirus? How do you define it? And there's an article on Green Med Info, which I find to be a very reliable source of information, that goes into some depth about how are they determined. Well, you know, what's a coronavirus? You're saying so many hundreds of thousands of people have come down with coronavirus. How are you diagnosing this? And the diagnostic procedures are varying wildly. For example, in China, as we've seen, there have been massive swings in the numbers reported. The numbers in China surged at the start of February. They leveled off, then they jumped by more than 19,000 in over 24 hours. Well, this all depends on how you're defining and diagnosing the illness. And what happened in China is that they revised their guidelines, and they were relying on CAT scans or X-rays, radiographic information, and they were relying on these radiological studies of lungs. Okay, so if you had congested lungs, and I believe there was a very good report on the Corbett report about how they were suddenly changing the diagnosis, and people who had a certain kind of lung congestion were being diagnosed with coronavirus, whether or not they even had any, there was no blood work being done, okay? Now, there's also problems with the blood work, and this is where this article on Green Med Info comes in, and it's rather long and rather complicated, but apparently they are doing the diagnosis based on RNA tests, and this article that I was just shocked to read is really dissecting the RNA test. So, you know, you've got some very possibly inadequate mechanisms, which may, for example, these radiographic studies would very likely include anybody with lung congestion or pneumonia, whether or not they had coronavirus. Okay? So China's backed off from that and started doing other kinds of studies, and then their figures changed again. So the figures depend on the tools they're using for diagnosis. And at this point in time, the tools are becoming more and more questionable. Now, there are other concerns, for example, I think I've got this here, about Italy, okay? Now, as we know, there have been a lot of cases reported in Italy and a lot of deaths reported in Italy. And one of the interesting things that has come to light about that is that, let's say you've got renal failure or even cancer in Italy, and you come down, and they think you come down with coronavirus because it tests in your blood. And let's say, you know, your renal failure results in your death. They will report your death as a coronavirus death. So there's been a real breakdown done on the Italian figures because they're huge. I mean, they're very scary. And, you know, the breakdown in Italy is showing that when you take a person who has other conditions that are very serious, and coronavirus, and you factor them all in, then you get these large figures. But if you're looking at people who only have coronavirus, and you look at their mortality rates, they drop down to very low. So is coronavirus exacerbating other premorbid conditions? Is this why we have the large death rate being reported in Italy? Is it because if a person dies of cancer and they find coronavirus in their blood, they then report it as a coronavirus death? So Jenna, it's all very muddy. It's muddy.
Is this a way of calling out the sick and injured people in the populations of the world?
Well, I'm very concerned about that. As has been reported in the media, there are efforts afoot in many countries now to do triages. And if a person is old, then that person is being triaged away from treatment. We see that in Italy. We're seeing this in Canada. We're seeing this in a lot of places that, sorry, we only have so many ventilators. You're old, you don't get one. So apparently the old and infirm are being triaged away from treatment. So that does seem to support the really horrific perception that the old and the infirm are being culled here.
I just have a question, too. You are not allowed to leave the state of Massachusetts. If you do on your return trip, you will be quarantined for 14 days. And this is true of many New England states. I'm sure that New York is one of them. And I understand that the CDC is acting out the president's orders. But this also violates the Constitution because people that work out of state are not questioned. So you can go contaminate an entire society if you work, but you can't leave the state at all if you don't. So my point is, you just can't get around this. Where are these people working? I mean, if somebody's working through this particular crisis, where is it that they're working? Because everything is closed.
Well, we've seen a lot of videos and pictures of high-level mucky mucks out there kissing babies and shaking hands and not seem to be too concerned about the possibility of infection. So what one does begin to wonder what is you know, the lockdown, okay. They want people to stay away from other people, social distancing, because this is human-to-human transmission. Well, okay, that makes some sense. But if the figures, if the mortality rate is actually every bit as low as the seasonal flu, one wonders why now? Why the hype now? What is the point of all this now? I think it's terrible. I mean, people are dying from the coronavirus, and people are getting very sick, and my heart goes out to the victims. My heart also goes out to the victims of last year's seasonal flu. What my concern is why are they doing all of this massive response to a virus that doesn't appear to have any more mortality rate than the flu that comes by every year?
Okay, if that's a question, I'd like to hold on to that question and go through the break, which is commercial break coming up shortly, and we'll pick up with that. Thank you very much, Janet, and thank my listeners.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, In a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank. Tonight, Janet Phelan and I report on The Dark Winter from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I believe we were coming up with a big question. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I'm looking at the level of the critical response by governments, particularly the U.S. government, to this virus. You had mentioned that people cannot leave Massachusetts. In some places, people can't even leave their houses without facing the possibility in Washington, D.C., residents face 90 days in jail and a $5,000 fine if they leave their homes during the outbreak. Violators in Alaska, violating the stay-at-home orders, could also face jail time and up to $25,000 in fines. Not only in Massachusetts, but in Kentucky, residents are prohibited from traveling outside the state. So we have a response that is far more, shall we say, developed and draconian than the response to the flu. I believe it was 2018 or 2019, somewhere around there, there was a big spike with the seasonal flu, and I believe 55,000 Americans died. That's a lot. But we didn't see stay-at-home orders. We didn't see people being threatened with jail and fines if they left their house. So the question is, what's going on here? What do you think, Frank?
I happen to believe that they are compiling their data, and they are using the regular flu that we have known for all of our lives that has gotten more teeth, but still the same old flu. And I think they are using the coronavirus data and the regular flu data and combining them. That's my opinion. And this is an exercise of some kind, like those conducted or created from Fort Detrick. And this should be looked at very closely, not just now, but research, I'm sure, will be done on this particular situation, not just now, but in the growing years, after the World Trade Center, anything is possible.
Unfortunately, I believe that's correct. I think we're living in an anything is possible time. There have been some suggestions made concerning lifting the lockdown powers. One of the suggestions, of course, is that when the vaccine is developed and appears, they will be able to lift the lockdown, at least on people who will take the vaccine. This raises other questions, and I want to make this very clear here because this is very disturbing. There has been quite a bit of reporting in both the alternative and the mainstream media that this particular virus, the coronavirus, that people don't develop an immunity, that there have been cases after cases where someone gets the virus, they recover, they get it again, at least according to the tools they are using to test for the virus, okay? So if having the illness does not develop an immunity to the illness, what is the point of a vaccine? The whole theory behind vaccines is that you give someone a small dose of the illness, which will develop the immunity. Now, there are a lot of people who question that, but, you know, I want to put those questions aside for a minute, because if the fact is that you can get this illness again and again and again, then there isn't any vaccine that's going to help you. Why aren't people discussing this?
Okay? Yes, they should always bring up the fact that this is a virus. It's not bacteria. Bacteria, we can take antibiotics and come up with a great success rate. This is a virus that mutates quite rapidly. And it's quite possible that the virus that's in Massachusetts may not be the same virus that's in Texas at all.
That's absolutely true. That is true. And there have been reports on this. Someone is going ahead and sequencing the different viruses in different countries, and they're finding that they are different strains, and they're actually composed differently. So you are absolutely correct, Frank.
So we have a vaccine that's coming out. So which virus is it going to cover?
Exactly.
One from Texas, exactly. One from California, or the one from Massachusetts? I mean, the SARS virus was also a coronal type of celled virus, which is a very large cell. In the beginning, they said that the masks would not be of help. Well, guess what? This is a giant-sized cell, and the masks certainly will be of great help. We have a caller, Janet. His name is Alan from Texas.
Great.
Go ahead, and you can direct your question to Janet.
Yes, Janet. First off, it is a little bit off topic, but did you not used to talk about something to do with the water systems? And can you?
No, we have to stick on the topic, Alan.
Yes, something I shouldn't have.
I want to say something here because this is actually on topic. Because it is my contention. I'm going to make this brief, but it is my contention that there is going to be a very dangerous disease that is released, and given the research I've done on water systems, it could very well be delivered through the water system, and it is my contention that this coronavirus is a dry run. So I just want to make that clear. Thank you, Alan. Go ahead, please.
Yes. That was, 10 years or at least ago when... I've heard your name, and I was wondering if that was the same. You don't really talk about it that much anymore. I understand that you got a little, got onto you a little bit about that. But, I was thinking about the same thing. When this actually does start, will it, start in a particular neighborhood or side of town because of the dual lines and the remote control valves and et cetera, et cetera? It scared the pants off me when you used to talk about it, Janet, and it still scares the pants off me. I remember everything you talked about.
Wow. Well, I'm glad some people are paying attention because I think we're living in very, very strange and dangerous times. And I think that the information that is coming out through the independent media, through websites like Activist Post, through shows like Frank's, is information that's absolutely critical because we're just not getting the real deal from the mainstream media.
Janet?
That is a fact. Well, I'll let you get on with the show. Janet, it was good talking to you. I wish that's back when I was still listening, before I didn't think I was smart enough to have anything to say. But, it's gotten way past that. We've got to say something. But I appreciate everything both of y'all do. And y'all enjoy the show. And I'll let you get on with it.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. Janet, I just wanted to mention Lake Quinsigamon in Massachusetts is a principal reservoir. Now, for somebody to put a large quantity of a virus, we'll say, into Lake Quinsigamon, that water takes care of probably most of the state, and some of it is sent to Rhode Island. So, that is a giant reservoir. And we see reservoirs all the time. The levels are dropping because there's more and more people. And this could be part of the culling as well, to drop the population. And like you say, this could be the dry run for the killer.
Well, I think that if we look at official policies of the U.S. government as manifesting in a number of different arenas over the last 20 years or so, we will see definitely that there are eugenics policies at play. We can see it in the adult guardianships. We can see it in the impetus to pass euthanasia laws. Somebody has decided that old people, they're just irrelevant, and they are essentially getting rid of old people through the adult guardianship, through these euthanasia laws, and unfortunately, there are a lot of questions about activities that go on a regular basis in these homes that people are put into when they are disabled or old. So we can see that there is a disregard for the welfare of a particular group of people, the old. We can also see through policies going back a very long time that there is disregard for the rights of Native Americans and people of color. So the question is, is this disregard going to manifest itself as a Holocaust?
I think so.
And I, yeah. So I believe that we really need to pay attention to our rights being taken away from us. They are being taken away from us now because of this outbreak that may not be any more dangerous than a pandemic flu. So we're losing our rights. The Department of Justice has is asking Congress, and I'm not up to date as to whether this has been approved yet or not, but they're asking Congress for the rights now to indefinitely detain people without a trial, because as we know, the courthouses are closed. So usually when rights are taken away, they're not given back.
Correct. Once they put something in place, it's there for good. And that's my experience as well. And as you know, I am pro-Constitution, and I am stepping on the government and kicking their asses all the time because they are stepping on the Constitution, First and Fourth Amendment rights in particular. We've just seen in Virginia taking away the guns, you know, the fight in Virginia. This is going to be a fight that's going to turn into a civil war, and the people on the ground are not going to give a damn if 10 or 20 of them get taken out by a missile. I'll tell you what, they will swarm that White House and take it apart. That's my opinion.
Well, I think that's an interesting perception. My perception of people is that they've become very passive, and they're not protesting. They're not out in the streets. Well, they can't anymore. They got to stay at home, right? So I think there are differing perceptions of how much Americans are going to take.
I think that we could have a show and talk about this same topic every night, and at the end, public opinion would be the same. Unfortunately, we have militias in this country that are gearing up. There are individuals in this country that are gearing up because they've had enough. And the government knows this. And, oh, we have a call. Tim from Wyoming would like to get him in before the next break. Go ahead, Tim. Direct your questions to Janet. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate that. Janet, I wanted to mention, you said you're mentioning about the elimination of rights. Now, I mean, the one amendment to the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, says all four of the things that were almost immediately taken away: the right of free speech, don't talk to people, don't get close to people; the right of free assembly, don't be around people; the right to redress the government for your for grievances. You can't talk about this because if you're a denier, then you're obviously an enemy. And the right of to practice your religion. All these things are obviously designed to destroy the fundamental fabric of our of what America is supposed to be.
Okay, Tim, if you'd like to hold on, we have to go to a commercial break. Thank you very much, and like I say, hold on.
Newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information.
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Janet Phelan and I have reported on The Dark Winter from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have shared facts and opinions about where this coronavirus is going and why it is here. Go ahead, Janet. We don't have too much time yet.
Is Tim still on the line from Wyoming?
Yeah, Tim's there.
Can you come on in? Come on in, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just mentioning what I was saying before the break was what's being done is a fundamental destruction of American society. I mean, we can't communicate, we can't go to work, we can't, if they're throttling the internet speed in some areas where people are now home and they can't do anything but stay home. As you were saying before, the fine for, I have friends in California still where I came from, I will never go back, but anyway, I have friends in California who told me $5,000 or $10,000 fine and 6 months in jail if you left your house, and it wasn't essential. And I said, how are they enforcing this? I wanted to know what exactly they're doing to keep people from, how are they, how do you prove that you're going to the store to buy whatever, you know, pickle relish or something? I mean, obviously, I'm just picking something out of the air, but obviously you're going to the store to purchase an essential food item, and how are they proving that? How are they saying, well, show me your authorization to travel. Show me your, you know, tell me who you'll be talking to. Do you have your gloves? Do you have your mask? Do you have your bubble suit to wear when you're in close proximity to you know, the air? it's ridiculous. It's absolutely martial law. It's not soft martial law anymore, and we're beyond the point where, as you said earlier, Frank, the militias of this country are already, they know this. They know this. Everybody knows what the militia is supposed to be. It's supposed to resist. It's supposed to be for the resistance to tyranny. That's what we have. There's no two ways about it. And it's been in the works for a long time. And that's pretty much all I want.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you, because what you said was very well put, and I think is really right on target. And people will give up their rights if they think there is a huge threat. We saw it in 9/11, and we're right. Seeing it again with the coronavirus. And
guys, we need to close. We're closing in like 10 seconds or 9 seconds, and I just wanted to thank everybody. And good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen, and thank you all.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.